From the high desert and the great American Southwest, where midnight and the new year rusheth our way, having presently just crossed the Midwest. Happy New Year back in New York. Watch that one come in on CNN as well as the Midwest. So it's coming this way, folks. Mountain Time Zone and then out here, out to the west. A brand new year and goodbye and good riddance to 2008. What an awful year. We kind of covered that last night. This is Predictions for 2009 Part 2. So if you didn't get it in last night with your prediction, this will be your second and final chance. Now, these are specific predictions made by you, the audience, hopefully from your psychic center. We only allow one prediction per customer. Yes, you may mention more than one, but I will only record one, your main one, whatever that is. I don't want wishes and I don't want political speeches. I want thought out, very carefully thought out predictions. And so if you must, silence your mind, even on this evening, for a moment, and come up with something you think, something major, that will occur in 2009, something that's so good that we can look at it next year, or at the end of 2009, and say, my God, this person is good. We should have them on the air doing other things. Now, if you were not listening last night, as I read some of the predictions that have been made early in the previous year for the 2008, one thing was clear, and that was that a number of people predicted the economy would crash and burn. And it certainly did. That was an outstanding prediction made by all of you. So obviously the audience had kind of a sense of that. A lot of the rest of them got bonks. Reviewing yet a few more made, I think mostly bonks. Number 58, an agreement between the U.S. and Cuba. I don't think we have, we've reached an agreement of any kind with Cuba. I don't think we're talking to them just yet, maybe in the next administration. So I'm going to bonk that. 59, part of Florida breaks off. Well, as hard as they were dancing in Key West, what I saw earlier on CNN, it looked like it might, but it's still there. Let me see. So that would be a bonk. Number 60 would be Google phone takes off. Maybe it did, but I didn't notice, so I'm bonking it. Number 61, BlackBerry attains $2 billion in sales. And that, we know from last night, is a ding, 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 ding. Congratulations on 61. 62, an earthquake, a 9-pointer in Northern California. Big time, thank God, a bonk. 63, another Clinton sex scandal. Bonk. In fact, I saw them in Times Square, and they looked very happy together, dancing, and they just looked kind of good. 64, they're going to find a cure. I wrote that down, and I have no idea what it was a cure for, so they're going to find a cure. What was I drinking last year? Well, they're going to find a cure. That's all I wrote down, so I don't know. Number 65, Art Bell, me, returns to Coast to Coast. Well, on a permanent basis, no, so I'm going to bonk that. 66, Disney World shooting. There would be a shooting at Disney World. I don't think there was. Tentative bonk, correct me if I'm wrong. 67, Osama calls for an end to jihad. No, big time bonk. 68, Liza Minnelli will die this year, not as far as I know, bonk. 69, Iran soon gets nuke. Well, they don't have it yet, so I'm going to bonk that. I'm being pretty harsh here. 70, Zahi Hawass relents on the age of the Sphinx. Never, never will he relent on that. 71, so it's a bonk, Pakistan loses a submarine, and that is a bonk, I believe. And then finally, 72, finally for now anyway, it's a bad run here, A new market makes middle class rich. sorry, bonk. A new market. You know, like a new Wall Street or something makes a middle class rich. Not so far as I know. Most of the 401ks are 201ks now or worse. We will be back with your predictions for next year in a moment. By the way, I guess I should give out the phone numbers. Let me go ahead and do that for those of you who would like to make predictions. Again, one per customer. No predictions of assassinations. Remember that. That gets me in trouble. That's not good, so I don't allow it. I have a little button I can push and virtually erase the fact that you ever tried to call in at all. It's pretty incredible, huh? West of the Rockies, the number is 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time callers, area code. You know, I was going to take that number. And I was going to set it up especially for people who are drinking tonight, and then I was never going to answer it. But I guess that's mean, so I won't do it. Area code 818-501-4721, 818-501-4721. Wildcard line, area code 818-501-4109. And the international line, for those of you, well, wherever you are in the world, doesn't matter. 800-893-0903. Get hold of the AT&T operator. Tell her Happy New Year. Put you through on that number. 800-893-0903. So, that's it. No other rules. Otherwise, come up with something you think will occur in 2009. And here we go. On the first-time caller line, which could have been the drinking line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Chris, this is Chris from Detroit, and I have a prediction.
Okay. Number 46 is where we begin tonight, by the way.
Okay.
I'm listening.
I predict the auto production is going to cut in half because regardless of what they do, nobody has money to buy these vehicles.
I'm not sure that's true. Nobody can get credit to buy them right now, but, you know, that may be improved. GMAC, you know, just got some money from Uncle Sam, meaning you and I. And so I guess they're going to begin to loosen up the credit again. But you think it'll be cut, auto production cut by one half?
Yes, because all these people are going to be out of work and the suppliers are going to have to cut back. And I think they're going to have to, well, even that right now the sales are down, what, 40%?
Oh, they're way down, yeah.
So
it's horrible. I mean, the whole economic thing is, in fact, let me ask you about that. The whole thing is so bad, so horrible, worst thing we've had since the Great Depression. And there are many out there who think that there yet could be a depression ahead of us. What do you think?
I would agree with that.
You do?
Yes.
Well, you're certainly at the lower edge of consumer confidence.
Yes. and on a positive note, maybe the Lions win a game this year.
We're going into a worst ever depression, but on a positive note, the Lions are up, huh?
Well, they might win a game.
Okay, thank you very much. And you have a good night. Positive note, the Lions will be fine, the rest of us, though. West of the Rockies, wait a minute. Now you're on the air. West of the Rockies, hello there.
Hi, Art. Happy Howdy. New Year to
and
you and your family.
Yes, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Las Vegas. Rich is my name.
Oh, just over the hill. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Are you going to go out and brave the 37-degree weather?
No, I'm going to brave the staying inside and watching everybody kill themselves.
On TV, okay.
Yeah. My prediction is that I think next year we're going to see changes in the GATT and NAFTA agreements, strict changes.
So you think the new president, Obama, will what, come in and
level the
up?
Playing field?
Yeah, but, you know, that's what brought on the Great Depression was, you know, isolationism.
Well, we got to do something. We're not manufacturing anything except paper.
Yeah, no.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is.
It's scary. So that's my prediction. And I realize the consequences of the possibility of it. But when Bill Clinton accepted April Gatsby's declaration of it that she was going to give to George Bush without even changing anything. I knew we were doomed then, just like the bank law from the 30s. I forgot the name of it, where a bank has to be just a bank.
Where a bank has to be just a bank. I'm not sure what law that was in view of, you know, some of the investment firms that just teetered and some went over. But anyway, all right. Listen, thank you very, very much for the call, and have a great new year, huh?
You, your family as well. Thank you, sir.
Take care. And I think we need to take a break. Do we need to take a break? We do, right? No, we don't. Good. How about that? You know, somehow these things just escape my mind. When I get on the air, sometimes I forget breaks altogether and just blow them off. Probably age. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, so I'm so glad to be able to talk with you tonight. You know, you are the only guy since 1994 that I've really enjoyed spending my evenings with.
Really? Well, that's very flattering, but worrisome.
It's all right. It's all right. It's a ministry type thing. Go ahead.
No, tell me where you are and your first name.
Yeah, Avi. This is Arizona, down in the Great Southwest Desert.
Okay, and, well, if we're going to spend nights together, we need to, you know, at least be on a first name basis here.
Oh, absolutely, Art. Absolutely. You know, you definitely keep us awake out here when we have to go around in circles and do everything else that we're doing. But I've got an idea that Obama is going to play a major part in bringing peace to the Middle East, and it's going to be through his unique association with the Islamic Mahdi, or Mahdi, guy with the blue turban.
Okay. Obama brings, boy, that'll be something.
Well, it will definitely be something. And it seems like everybody is thinking that this is the guy who can do anything. So I want to put it on record.
I wonder if the expectations, and, you know, I voted for Obama, but and I think he's a very, very, very intelligent man. And I think that a lot of people who were so opposed to him have watched what he's done, you know, in preparation to become president with the cabinet and all the rest of it, and they're beginning to gain some respect for him. But what's bothering me and I'm worried about now is that the expectations for this man are so high. I wonder if he can ever live up to them. My God, look what he's facing.
Well, it's going to be really hard for him to do what he said that he wants to do, mainly because there obviously is the government to deal with. But, you know, what really makes the country, though, is not the leadership. It's the people themselves. And if we hold that positive attitude within our hearts and our spirits, then we will bring things around.
You're absolutely right. And, if you know, the one thing a president can do is to rally and unite the people, the American people. And if he can unite the American people and keep us glued together, even through the very worst of times, then you're correct. It'll all work. So Obama brings peace to the Middle East. That's a pretty tall order. First time caller line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you.
This is Julie. I'm a truck driver calling from Kansas.
A truck driver in Kansas. All right.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to say I would like to predict that this is the first time I believe that America is not going to stand with Israel.
Oh?
Yes, sir.
The present difficulties, you mean?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You know, we've always stood with Israel in war. I think America will turn her back on Israel this year.
And you think that would be the Obama administration?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. I wouldn't think that would be a good start for the Obama administration.
No, sir. But I think that there's so many people protesting it, and I've been having nightmares about it, and I just think that they're going to decide not to stand with them this time.
Wow. Well, that's quite a prediction, and it is number 49.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I take it you're in a truck right now?
Yes, sir.
Reach up there and hit that horn for me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you very much, or a woman, as the case may be. That's pretty neat. Out across America. I always thought when I was younger that that might be a career path for me. Don't chuckle. I really love traveling. I truly love traveling. I love the road. I love being out on the open road. And I always have. So I thought that'd be a pretty neat life. For those of you that enjoy it, you just get to see so much. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Just spiffy, sir.
Okay, well, I'd like to be able to make a prognostication, if I may.
Prognostication Central, at your service.
Okay, well, great show tonight, even though it just started. But it
Thank you.
A great show. It always is.
Well, it could go straight downhill. You never know.
Yeah, well, okay, I understand. Well, what I'm calling about is I'll be very straightforward. I think what we are going to do sometime either as early as February or as late as June, we're going to see the process over 3 days called the Day of the Great Political Smash, when all the exchanges of the world are going to come to a grinding halt.
Wait. The political smash.
The Day of the Great Political Smash. It's how would you say, the subterfuge of the international bankers.
Well, that would be an economic smash, not political.
It would be everything.
Now, hold on. We have already had a smash. I mean, you know, the market went from, what, 13,000 down to about 8,600, something like that?
I'm talking about all the paper currency of the world being rendered useless.
All the fiat currency suddenly without value.
Yeah.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. And then after that point, they're going to have martial law in this country.
Well, they'd need it.
Well, yeah, because then they'd have to secure all the food and fuel supplies. And because there'd be people trying to loot it, then they'd have, well, the dispersion of the military coming in and securing everything. They'd have people being, they'd have like an instant enlistment, people who would be most prone to going into that type of activity.
Yeah, but I mean, all currency losing value. You look, there's always going to be something that we use to trade. You know, maybe it would be gold, or maybe, you know, you're a fan of Warren Buffett, so that'd be the Buffett. Instead of the dollar, you'd trade in Buffett's or you'd trade in Bell's. I mean, I could come up with a currency. I wouldn't take much stock in it, but
I'm looking at stuff. You know, it's like, what happened to all the gold? You ever wonder where all the gold went to?
No, it's hanging from ears all over the world. Earrings. I have no idea, sir. The gold's, you know, kind of scattered around, right?
I think it's pretty centrally located in a few places. I think, like, for example, I'd start with the Bank of England. They're at the bottom of the Federal Reserve.
Well, they stopped, of course, rendering gold for a currency a long time ago, like we did.
Did you ever do any research into what happened about 1937 during the Great Depression they had last time? The Bank of England had brought into the country, when things were really horrid, just to demonstrate the power they had, they brought in about $300 million worth of gold in a short time thereafter, again, to demonstrate their power. They pulled it out, and everything went back into the dumper again. Someone has all the gold someplace. Somewhere there are these huge, colossal reservoirs of gold that people are hoarding. Because
we should find these people, and we should take it back.
Oh, I'd love to. But I don't think they're going to let us.
All right. I appreciate your call, and he thinks all currency will lose value. Well, I have no such worry. I do have concern about the dollar as we print money like it's going out of style, which actually, if they continue, it might be. I have some concerns about that. On the international line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I have a prediction for you within the next month or so.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from East Tennessee.
East Tennessee, on this line.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Within the next month, actually, or close thereabouts, there will be a major terrorist event in and around England or the Western European area, the likes of a type of 9/11 situation. our president will rally to join a coalition to attack whatever country is deemed appropriate to retaliation. Obama will then be the hero that everybody intends for him to be, and there's not a lot of imagination going on here tonight.
Will this be prior to or after the inauguration on the 20th?
After, but Obama is going to be a great success, actually, because the people orchestrating his takeover are going to create it so.
All right, got it. So within a month, a big, bad terrorism, something or another in Europe, and Obama is a hero. We'll be right back. Here, indeed, I am. Good morning, everybody. If you'd like to send me an email, wanted to remember to do this at the beginning of the program, there are two ways to do it, and I'd love to get an email from you, and I'm going to try and answer my email. Now, it's quite a job because there's a lot of email there, so be patient with me, but I'm going to hold it there and really endeavor to do my best to answer it. So I'm Art Bell at Mindspring.com. That's A-R-T-B-E-L-L, lowercase, at Mindspring, M-I-N-D-S-P-R-I-N-G.com, or ArtBell at AOL.com. But the mailbox, I think, at Mindspring is bigger, so that's one I'd use, ArtBell at Mindspring.com. I'll look forward to it. Be right back with your predictions. All right, back to the lines and your predictions. Hopefully you're searching and looking down into your deep psychic self, and you're coming up with something you think will occur in 2009, something, you know, pretty big and possibly something that people would go, wow, you know, that kind of deal, because it's unexpected, and yet you get it right because you saw it coming. So now would be the time. This would be the night. And here is a line to endeavor to do it. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, this is Stu in Phoenix.
Hey, Stu, how you doing?
Happy New Year. Last time we spoke was last century. That was the night I told you it's always a full moon in Phoenix.
You know, I think I remember that.
Yeah. But anyway, I predict that sometime probably in midsummer, just when it appears we're going to go into hyperinflation, somebody somehow will throw a monkey wrench into the World Bankers' plans, and instead we'll go into deflation.
Well, that's what we've got now. We've got deflation right now, Stu.
Yeah, we will be in serious deflation, like getting rolled back to 1967 levels.
Yikes.
It's the one thing the bankers fear the most because they can't control it.
That's right.
And at the end, we will come out stronger for it. It'll be a painful and messy process.
All right, Stu, how long do you imagine that kind of deflation will last?
I'm not sure how long the process will take. It'll probably be fairly rapid when it does occur. Like within 3 months, we could get rolled back to previous levels. We will be dealing with smaller numbers in terms of dollars.
Deflation actually is, I believe deflation, Stu, is the most serious and most feared of all economic possibilities.
Feared by the bankers.
Yeah, that's right. Really feared by the bankers. I mean, for a while, everybody says, oh, great, it's, you know, super. The price of everything's going down. I love it.
Well, with the wage index going down, per capita income
that's true.
Going through the floor,
right.
The consumer price index is going to have to follow, or we'll have all these goods on the shelf and nobody will be able to buy anything.
Okay. Well, Stu, thank you very much for the prediction, which is number 52. I hope that you are wrong. If I were to see, and I'm no economist, but if I were to see a long period of serious, seemingly unstoppable deflation, I would worry that we were indeed, you know, entering a period of real depression. The big D, and there's a lot of things we might want in this world, but that certainly is not one of them. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tommy from Aurora.
Okay, Tommy.
How's it going? I'd like to predict that in February,
some meteorites will hit the planet somewhere in an area, and we'll be able to go out and just pick them up off the ground like hailstones.
Really? There's going to be so many meteors that they're going to be on the ground like hail?
Just in a small area, not worldwide, but just in one little neck of the woods.
That's a very unusual, specific prediction. If I might ask, how did you come by this?
Well, I'm just into astronomy and space and all that. It's just a feeling that I've had for a while. I was almost going to say that the Earth would shake, the whole Earth would shake. But I went with the meteorites instead.
Okay. Done deal. Number 53, and a very unusual one at that.
All right, all right. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, a pleasure talking to you, too. February, huh? Wouldn't that be something if it was in a, and I guess it actually could be in a fairly specific area. If it was a cluster of meteors that came in, they could hit in a sort of a regional area, and that would be that. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Good morning.
How you doing, Art? Happy New Year.
And to you, sir. Where are you?
I am, my name is Jim, and I'm calling from Guntersville, Alabama.
Excellent.
And my prediction is this. There was a guy called in, kind of stole my thunder, but I've got the aftermath for you. The United States will break up into regional countries, and the only successful one will be the one in the South, which will basically be the reconstituted Confederacy with Atlanta as our capital, minus Virginia, Florida, and Texas.
My God. That's quite a prediction. The U.S. breaks up into regional countries, and the only successful one is in the South, and it's basically a redo of the old South. Wow.
Absolutely. And the reason I say this is the only region of the country that has any history of being, well, with the exception of Texas, which is a republic. But I think that also that we will have to prevent people from trying to get in, and Southerners have a very homogeneous morality, which the rest of the country does not seem to have. You could tell by the populist person that we voted for in the primary being
so Huckabee. You guys are going to have to put up like a big fence?
I would like to see that, absolutely.
Keep
I think
the rest of us out?
And keep everybody else out. Yes, I do. I see that happening. And I believe that it will begin on Confederate Memorial Day, which is April 24th.
Yikes. That's some prediction. What about California? I mean, California is, what do they say, a fifth of the U.S. economy or something?
Well, California can't manage its books. I see California eventually, as has been talked about on the show, becoming part of Mexico again. That's why you have the exodus of Caucasian people, which you know about in Nevada.
See.
Yep.
Okay. That's a hell of a prediction.
What's my number?
It's number 54.
Number 54, thank you.
You're very welcome. That's pretty freaky stuff. Atlanta would be the center of this new place, huh? That's a new one. That's really a new one, folks. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning. Turn your radio off, please.
Turn it up, Wando. I'm on.
Yes. Immediately.
Hello, this is Jim from 29 Palms.
Yes, hi, Jim.
Hi. Yes, sir. I have a prediction for you. I'm an old desert rat. I've been out here in 29 Palms for 29 years. And back before that, when I was in the military, I traveled to the Hoover Dam and Davis Dam and that whole series of dams on the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my prediction that
so it's like you're a damn old desert
pardon?
Rat.
I'm sorry?
That's okay, sir. Go ahead.
I predict that that Hoover Dam is going to break and that Lake Mead's going to come rushing down Colorado River. And it's going to refill that Salton Sea in that entire area because I believe there's going to be a snow melt.
Now why would Hoover Dam? Okay, but why would Hoover Dam
big earthquake
break? Oh, earthquake?
Yeah, earthquake along the. You know, we had the Hector Mine quake. yeah. out in the middle of the desert, and it went back off here not too long ago, a 5-point something.
Right.
And we are so close to the Big Bear quake, Landers quake, and I have a feeling there's a series of fault lines that just haven't been examined as much as they could be. And it's my professional opinion from my firefighting experiences that Coachella Valley is really going to get it.
Got it. All right. Hoover Dam breaks and the ensuing mess all due to an earthquake. That certainly would be very, very bad news. That's prediction number 55. Kind of unusual. We're starting off in a kind of an unusual way. Yesterday there were many, many financial predictions, obviously because of the state of things in the U.S. right now. Well, the world, really, with the meltdown. I expect we'll hear more of those this morning. But we've begun the night with very, very unusual ones, to say the least. East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Tally-ho. I hear your road noise. Hello?
Oh, hello. My name is Curtis from Tennessee.
From Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you in a truck?
Yes, I am. I'm going down the road through Arkansas right now.
I see. Through Arkansas, okay. Watch out for pirates.
Pardon?
That's quite all right. Go ahead, sir.
All right. My prediction for 09 will be that I'm not really which scholar it will be. I will say that events from the Mayan calendar will start surfacing and it start taking place, and a scholar will actually start having a better understanding by reading the Mayan calendar that leads up to 2012. And we'll probably forecast the events as it takes place before they happen.
Okay. How about we put the beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar?
The end of the Mayan calendar? Oh, it's going to be the same as...
Well, the beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar. In other words, we know it's going to end in...
Oh, I see what you're saying. I would probably predict probably somewhere around February that this will start taking place. And I think there'll be rumors, then it will start escalating from there.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. I'm still going to call it the beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar. In other words, the events... foretold or rumored to be occurring toward the end of the Mayan calendar. Beginning of the end, right? Okay, let's go to west of the Rockies. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, is this our Bill?
It is.
I want to make a prediction.
Okay.
Okay, I see armed rebellion from the American people against their own government.
My God, here we go again. We had a caller a little while ago, thought we'd break off into regional countries.
Well, I believe that is true, too, because our government is not following the Constitution. The people are hard-pressed, and they can't take any more of the banks running the country, threatening to call martial.
All right, listen, I've recorded your prediction as number 57, armed rebellion in the United States. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah.
If armed rebellion began, I take it from what you've said that you would willingly be part of it, huh?
Yeah, because I can't take it. Obama. He won't even prove if he's a citizen or not by showing his birth certificate. And what about the banks threatening martial law against Congress if they didn't pass the $700
billion dollar TARP thing?
Yeah. I mean, who's running the government, the banks, or is it the rich? The poor man doesn't have a stake, so we need to go back to a constitutional era revolution where we mass in arms and take back our government for the people.
Okay. Let's say that you went into armed rebellion against the U.S. government, and you won. What would you do?
Well, we'll start it out the way the founding fathers wanted it, as a government for the people, a constitution where it's equal footing for every man, every woman, and is not run by corporations, is not dominated by a bloodline of secret society or families like the Bushes or the Obamas. We don't want that. We don't want the rich telling us what to do. We want the people, the common people.
No, I don't think Obama has a bloodline of rulers, you know, rich rulers in his past.
Yes, he is. He's part of the royalty of England.
He's related
to George Bush and Cheney.
What?
That was on CNN.
Actually, that's true. He does. He's a very distant relative of Cheney's, I think.
Well, even if they're six generations or cousins apart, they still consider themselves family. And if you're not in that bloodline, you're nobody. We don't want that. We want to know who our leadership is. We want to know that they won't sell us out to the rich, to the corporations, and don't sell us out to foreign interests. That's what we want.
And would you want the new leadership to lead from Atlanta?
No.
No.
We want the leadership to rule from the bottom, starting with the common man. And we don't want any more rich royalty from any aristocracy from Europe or any place else. We want it homegrown right here in the United States. We don't want no foreign interests in our government.
Okay, so I tell you, you would take the money away from the rich people.
I would take the power away from the people who are running the government right now. The people
You said the rich.
Yeah, the rich, the elite. Money doesn't mean nothing to them any longer. You were saying last night, why would they want to bankrupt the country?
That's true.
Don't they want to sell things? No, they got so much money now that all they need is the power.
But power over what? A nation of paupers? If things
That's what we're becoming, Art. We're a nation of paupers right now.
That's who they'd be ruling over. So my point, sir, was okay. I've got you down here for an armed rebellion, but my point was, I think that if there really is this cabal of rich, powerful leaders who are manipulating this crisis and other messes that we're into and destroying the economic system. I guess my point was that at the end of the day, if they really destroy it all, what are they going to have left to rule over? All they're doing is destroying wealth. They're destroying wealth. And so I've never been able to buy into that argument that it's some giant conspiracy to do what? You know, they're much better off for them if they rule over wealthier people. That way, if more people are wealthy, they're less likely to be in rebellion, less likely to take up arms and be dissatisfied because they've got more. At least that's always the way I've thought about it. But anyway, there it is, number 57. Hope it doesn't come true. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I want to say that I want to hear you interview Robert Young Pelton, please. And also, my prediction is, this is Todd in Tempe, by the way. My prediction is that the ineptitude of Barack Obama will create a hyper meltdown of the world economy. And the
world's economy is already melting down, sir.
Okay. And because of this, that Alvin Toffler will be appointed the president of the World Bank, and he'll rectify the whole thing and create a financial salvation.
So you're not a big Obama fan.
Well, I think he's the biggest clod you could have for president, and that Alvin Toffler is the biggest intellectual since Aristotle or Christ.
That's quite an introduction. And so the cure for everything wrong will come from the World Bank, huh?
From Alvin Toffler as its president.
So you're predicting in the short term the economy gets even worse.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very, very much for the call and for the prediction as well. It is number 58. And you can just tell from this first hour, it's going to be a wild night indeed. We're doing predictions for the year 2009, rapidly approaching. Goodbye and good riddance to 2008 for George Norrie. I'm Art Bell. We'll be right back. From from the high desert. We're rocking the nighttime, and I guess we just had another midnight celebration somewhere, right? She's headed toward the West Coast in a little less than an hour now, and it will be 2009. That's what we're doing tonight, making predictions for the coming year, coming very quickly now for those of us here on the West Coast. And I, frankly, am not at all tired to see 2008 or unhappy to see 2008 go. It was a truly rotten year in most ways, frankly. We're up to prediction number 59, the next one to be made in a few moments. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, back to it. Remember, our rules are few but are very important. You only get one prediction per customer. One per customer, no predictions of any sorts of political assassinations, because they get me in trouble. And hopefully they're going to be predictions, not wishes, not political statements by yourself, but, you know, a real prediction coming, I hope, from your psychic center. And then we will review them at the very end of the year, as we do every year, and then make new ones. And I'm hoping this year we're going to do better than last year. Last year, we hit the financial nail on the head, but after that, we kind of fell apart. In fact, the last bunch I read, I don't think we caught, well, maybe one, the BlackBerry. Otherwise, it was pretty rough, I must say. And then there was 64 about finding a cure to something that I didn't even write down. All right, here we go. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Morning. Is this Coast to Coast?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Hi, I had a prediction for 2009. My name
is
Eric. I'm a trucker from Oregon.
Okay, you must be in a truck.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're a little hard to hear. You got a lot of background noise, so go ahead.
Okay, my prediction is that Obama's national health care plan will go through, but that's going to start people talking about socializing the employment system to get people off of unemployment, where basically the government would just assign unemployed people a job. You know, say, you don't have a job here, go pick up garbage. And that'll start the downfall of the American Democratic Society, and we'll spiral into a socialist police state by, like, 2015.
A socialist police state?
Yeah, it won't all happen in 2009, but it's going to get the ball rolling.
Okay, and so socialist healthcare goes through. Healthcare for everybody.
Right, and that's going to start people talking about socialist employment, where if you don't have a job, the government just gives you one. You know, and then the benefits of that, people will be like, well, let's give homeless people a house, and that'll assign socialist housing. You know, and then food rationing beyond that, and we'll just spiral down into a socialist police state where the government controls everything by about 2015.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Thank you very, very much for the call. Some of these are pretty negative, and this is definitely in the negative category. So we go spiraling down into a socialist mess by 2015. Well, you know, we certainly are entering a period of socialism. Now, in a sense, it's kind of good timing for Obama. Obama was going to, you know, bring us socialistic healthcare anyway, right? So with the mess that we're in a way, this mess is going to dictate the government spending a lot of money. And so I guess in a way it's good timing for Obama, but he really is walking into a, you know, just a gigantic mess. All right, onward to the international line. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art, how's it going?
Pretty well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm Billy. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
All right, Billy.
I have a shocking prediction for you.
It's hard to be shocked after this
group.
Well,
this is going to sound like a silly one, but it's going to come true in 2009.
All right.
Disney is going to attempt to acquire Christmas. They want Santa. They want Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They want everything because their revenues are going down, and they want profit next year's for Christmas.
I
have nothing to do with Disney. I don't have stock in Disney, but that's what they want. They're going to
They actually try to buy Christmas?
They're going to buy Christmas for next year, or at least attempt to anyway.
How does that rate against trying to buy a Senate seat?
I don't know, but they're just going to try their best to get Christmas.
Disney tries to buy Christmas. Do you think they'll be successful?
They'll come close. They will come close. Maybe they'll try to acquire a few of the characters, but not Big Nick himself. I don't think they'll get him.
So they'll probably get everything like the reindeer and everything short of St. Nick.
Maybe the mistletoe. That's the minimum, but yeah, I think they'll try.
Uh-huh.
Happy New Year to you, Art.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, sir. Number 60 is your prediction number, and I don't know. Disney buying Christmas. But what do I know? What do I know? Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
I'm on the air now?
You are, for better or worse.
Okay. just that I was listening to the radio on the radio.
Yeah, don't do that. We have a delay.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
It's called a career saver. You know, there's a little button here.
All right. There was a lady that called earlier there about Obama talking to somebody in the Middle East that's wearing a blue turban. Wasn't there a prediction or something with
She thought that Obama would bring peace to the Middle East.
Right, but she said she was that Obama would be talking to some guy with a blue turban. Wasn't there?
Yeah, we're talking biblical stuff here.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. Wasn't there something in the Bible or something?
Yes.
About the devil.
There was. But do you have a prediction of your own?
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I do, but it's. I think it's just a little bit too racy for the radio, though. But thanks, anyways, though.
You know, hey, I'm going to take your word on that one. You know, I'm tempted to say, what is it anyway? But I've learned better. If you say it's too racy for the radio, I'm out of here. Okay, first time caller line, you are on the air. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Fairly well.
Good.
I'm not wild about the idea of Disney buying Christmas, but
no, cool.
It's all right.
Can I make my prediction?
You certainly may, yes.
Right now?
Sure.
Cool. All right.
Well, no, wait. Let me count to three. One, two, three. All right, go now.
Hey. All right, well, you know, my prediction is that people are going to wake up and realize that Barack Obama is not the savior that they all thought he was. And I think the liberal media pretty much just fed us the crap down our throat that they did. And then that's what makes him look so pretty. But people are going to realize he's not the saint. He's not the one for the job. And there's better people out there that are better suited for it. And we're going to realize that here in the next couple of years. But unfortunately, we're stuck with him.
Mm. So you think that I take it – well, what if it had gone the other way? Would he have been the guy?
Well, I think he's a socialist. I think, you know,
Obama?
He's trying to – oh, yeah, yeah.
No. What if McCain had won?
Well, you know what? I'm not even really a McCain fan. I was a big fan of Mitt Romney. That's who
well, I know, but he wasn't an option at the end. It was either McCain or Obama.
McCain would have been better off. He's better in national security. He has a lot more experience. And, I mean, Obama's just painted as a pretty boy. You know, he just painted, you know, I mean, it's easy to make someone look good when they're new.
Well, I mean, there is that. Yes, it is. But, you know, aren't you going to give him a chance? I mean,
well,
what if.
No, he is my president. And, yeah, I hope he does well. But I just don't think he's the man for the job.
You see, I actually do. I really think he is the guy for the job.
Really?
I think that we're in terrible trouble, sir. Terrible trouble. And I think we need somebody, a very intelligent president, and I do give him that. He's an intelligent man.
You know what? They're all intelligent. But, I mean, intelligent doesn't necessarily mean that he's
I'm not
right
sure about that.
Job.
I'm not, look,
well,
you know, I don't like to cast aspersions, but look, when I look at President Bush,
yeah.
And I'm not saying he's not intelligent, but he doesn't convey that vibe when you look at him.
Okay, to you, yeah. All right, yeah, and you know, I mean, I really don't want to get on the Bush thing. He's going to be out regardless. You know,
well, it's fair to be on the Bush thing because look, we're in a really screwed up mess right now, and it's fair to suggest, you know, that he's been the guy that's been there for the last 8 years. So if a president, you know, can get us in trouble or can get us out of trouble, then it's fair to suggest that he got us in trouble.
Oh, OK. Okay. So can you explain to me what Obama's going to do to get us out of this mess?
Well, I can't because he hasn't started yet. That's what I'm saying. We've got to give him at least, you know, a chance to see if he's going to be okay.
Well, I hope everything turns out the best, but I'm just not looking forward to it. So.
Okay. I got it. Obama is not savior. Number 61.
Yeah. All righty. Okay.
All right. Take care. I do like Obama. I don't know that he's going to make everything roses, but you know, we're really in a serious screwed up mess right now, folks. Really screwed up. And if there's any chance to get out of this hole or even some part of hole, you know, I look at Obama and I listen to Obama and I watch him carefully all the way through. I've watched him very carefully, listened to every word, and he is a very intelligent man. I think that comes through to people on both sides for the most part. You know, there are some who are going to, no matter what, hate his guts, I guess. But I'm impressed with his intelligence. And I think that America has this way of producing the right man when we really get in trouble for the job. And I think and I hope that he's the right man for the job. And I hope that those of you who really disliked Obama, and obviously many of you still do, will sort of give him an opportunity to at least, you know, take a good shot at it for the benefit of all of us. He is now our president, and I think he's the right man for this job. I hope I'm not wrong. I could be wrong. That last caller could be right. But I hope not, because I don't think there's a lot of room for error right now. On the international line, you're on the air. Hello.
Howdy. This is Todd from Sacramento.
Hello, Todd.
Howdy. Crazy stuff going on these days, huh?
No doubt about that.
Man, this is the first time I've been listening to Coast to Coast for about 2 years now, and it's my whole life. I'm basically disabled, and I tell you, it's just really interesting hearing what's going on.
Well, it's a good cross-section of what's out there, Todd. Anyway, listen, do you have a prediction for us?
Yeah, I predict that some big-time natural disaster is going to happen in the United States, and basically that's going to put us over the edge into martial law or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's just I've been feeling this way, and I can hear you on the radio. I know you feel like, you know, this is so much. This is too much. But I think everybody knows something's about to happen. These are the end times or something.
Do you want to speculate on what it might be?
Well, I think it's a mixture of most everything we've been hearing. Basically, UFOs could probably be the Illuminati or somebody that's probably been in control of this world through a bunch of natural, you know, like the big flood and everything. I bet they've been developing it so that they don't get, you know, like the people from Atlantis where they all just kind of disappeared in their technology. I bet this is some sort of some of the super rich or somebody got this technology and have been developing it without us knowing about, you know, other than thinking that it's aliens or something. But then again, they're probably doing biological stuff to change people, change humanoids into looking like aliens, too. Who knows?
Okay. All right. I think I've got it. Your prediction is number 62, and you think that, you know, frankly, as bad as things are right now, I think UFOs and aliens would be a welcome diversion. And maybe that'll help. Maybe there will be some sort of revelation of the existence of others. And maybe that'll divert our attention for a while or something. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Happy New Year, Art.
Well, thank you.
Green gadgets.
Green gadgets.
That's my prediction. Oh. I think we're going to see a surge in entrepreneurship in the United States of America. And people are going to not sit around and wait for the corporations to give them back jobs. They're going to get up. They're going to pool their intelligence and their knowledge and their resources, and they're going to make small businesses and services to serve their communities.
So little gadgets that are green and good for the earth.
And good for the economy. This is what's going to start. This is what's going to move the economy. People are going to take matters into their own hands instead of waiting around.
Give me an example of what you would consider to be a green gadget that might appear.
Oh, some really nifty solar thing. You know, like I have one of those old radios that I bought from Sea Crane that has a solar panel on it. What a terrific thing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Does it also have a crank?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's as
I don't
green
have a
as,
plug for it.
That's right. It's as green as it can as it gets.
And people are going to think of smarter things. They're going to be pushed to the wall. And they're going to take matters and run with it.
That's true. All right. So the year of the green gadget. Good. I hope it's true.
I hope so, too, Art.
I'm a little concerned. Thank you. Number 63 is, by the way, your prediction. What concerns me is, well, obviously, it's a good thing that the price of oil has fallen so far. But for the green gadgets, the things that lady was talking about, it's not good at all. The fact that oil has fallen back to, well, my goodness, it may even get down to the $25 level, $30 level for crude, light, sweet crude. And that's sort of the death of green gadgets. An awful lot of the stocks that were very green are tanking now because of the price of oil. And everything was just cranking up. Oh, it was getting so green. The green gadgets were really getting ready to go when the price of oil tanked. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Rebecca in Salem. And
hey, Rebecca.
Prediction for you.
Right.
Unfortunately, I'm predicting a rising death toll in 2009.
From?
Well, a number of different things. Economic strife, a war in the Middle East. I don't think it's going to be from a lot of earth changes or anything like that, but it's just a feeling I get.
Well, new diseases. I mean, something that would radically change, the number of people dying otherwise would have to be something big.
Yeah, it's kind of what it feels like, something big coming on its way.
Hmm. So you just see a lot more dead?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I certainly hope you're wrong. So
well,
again,
so do
nothing,
I.
Nothing specific. You just see bodies littering the streets.
Something like that, yeah.
How do these things come to you? Do you see visions, or is it just something that suddenly enters your mind?
Sometimes it enters my mind. I've had a few precognitive dreams. Sometimes I just am led in a general direction to study certain things, and it's conclusions that I come to.
Wow. All right. So rising death toll, but nothing specific and everything in general.
Pretty much, yeah.
Got it. Thank you very, very much.
All right.
And take care. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Morning.
Where are you, sir?
I'm from Taylorville, Illinois. My name is Ray.
Okay, Ray.
Happy New Year, first, Art, and I got a prediction for you.
Listening carefully.
I predict that either the plans for the North American Union and the Amero currency will be fully out and disclosed, if not implemented, by the end of the year.
So, new currency?
Yes.
And a North American Union?
Yes.
By the end of the year?
Yes, sir.
Don't you think an awful lot of Americans would object to that, possibly even taking up arms?
Well, there's some talk about it on, we've talked previously on Coast to Coast about it and some other talk shows that, kind of talked a little bit here and there about it. So there's a lot of people talking about it, and it seems to be going that way.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much. We will return. Unscreened predictions for 2009 all this night, and it's your last opportunity to have them registered, numbered, and then put in the Bell Family Vault for another year when we'll look them up and, well, let's look at a few that you made last year. Didn't work out so well, really. Number 73 last year, major crop circles in Canada. Well, interesting, but didn't happen as far as I know. Now, remember, you can correct me on any of these. Send me a fast blast if I get it wrong. Number 74, tree death across the United States. We had a similar one this year. Again, bunk. 75, UFOs, reptilians, and 9/11, all true. Now, what are the odds of that one being right? I mean, he might have gotten one, but UFOs, reptilians, and the 9/11 conspiracy, I presume, all true. Of course, that's a bonk. 76, outbreak of TB, resistant TB. Now, that certainly has a possibility of being a ding. I'm going to give that a tentative ding, and we'll see. 77, Reverend Billy Graham dies. Don't think so. Number 78, Mothman returns July 4th. Mothman returns. Did Mothman returns? I'm going to hold that one open because I'm not sure. I didn't follow it. Was there a Mothman movie that returned July 4th? I'm sure that's what the reference was. Number 79, George and Linda Moulton Howe wed. Well, it could have been a secret runaway kind of marriage, but I've not heard, so I think not, bonk. 80, we get a unified field theory. Not to my knowledge, not yet. 81, a new source of water. Don't think so, bonk. 82, a UFO disabled in Lake Tahoe. A UFO, I guess, discovered, disabled in Lake Tahoe. There have been a lot of rumors about that, but it's bonk. 83, food prices go way up. Total bonk. In fact, they went, you know what? Actually, that's a ding. Let me go ahead and ding that. They went way up, and then, of course, commodity prices began diving as soon as we got in financial trouble. So they're way down now, but they were way up along with the cost of fuel. So I'm going to ding that. 84, Tennessee earthquake on the New Madrid Fault. Oh, that's a bonk, thank goodness. 85, UFO tracks from Arizona northward over water. Bonk, I think. 86, peace in the Middle East for 3 years only. It's a bonk. 87, oil trades under a new currency. Well, it's still pegged on the dollar, so that certainly is a bonk. And I don't know what the current price is. It took about a 10 or 13% jump, as a matter of fact, today, which was quite interesting. And it was sitting around 42 bucks or something, still way, way down. Anyway, more of your predictions for 2009. Hopefully, you're going to do better in a moment. It is amazing, the predictions made. Now, I was just looking ahead. I always do that a little bit. And here's somebody who pegged the Dow. It was prediction number 99 last year. By July, the Dow to drop to between 8 and 9,000. Well, if you move that just a couple of months, it's true. So these financial predictions were spot on, as it were, but gosh, everything else last year was just really, really a bonk fest. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Is this Art?
It is indeed. Yes, sir.
Hi. Hi. I have a prediction for you.
Good.
Okay. What I predict is in Northeast Ohio, they will have a huge earthquake before October. And I've been dreaming about it, waking up, thinking about it, imagining the house cracking and everything else. Is absolutely incredible.
That's Northeast? I want to be sure. Northeast Ohio?
Northeast Ohio. That's okay. It. Yeah, like Youngstown, Warren, and that area there.
And you think that'll be, what, the New Madrid?
I don't know what fault line it falls on.
Right, but it'll be Northeast. So you dream about that, huh?
I dream about it. I woke up the other night in a cold sweat thinking about it. And I live in a house that was built in 1924. And I actually woke up thinking the thing, it was happening, honest to God. And I believe this is going to happen before October, honest to God.
Do you believe it strongly enough to move?
Yes, honest to God. I've been thinking about that. In fact, I talked to my mother out in California. Honest to God, you know. And she said, well, you know, all you can do is go with it. That's what she told me.
Well, she's absolutely correct. I'm not sure that moving to California from Ohio would be a really, yeah, really good bet. But Okay, so Ron. All right, I've got it. And your prediction is number 66. Thank you very much for taking the time and trouble to make it. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Well, hello. How you doing?
Very well, sir.
Well, I thought you wanted a prediction for 2009. I think I got one that might cheer you up a little bit.
Good. We could use a cheery one.
Well, it's kind of a left-handed cheery in a strange sort of way. You followed some of Jim Marr's stuff, right?
Sure.
Okay, so I don't have to go into all that, but this has been going on for a very long time, the globalist plan, the corporatism, right? Well, here's what happens. It's finally time for these people to announce, and they will in 2009, that they have indeed taken over the world. Now, that doesn't sound like a happy thing because we're all nationally orientated, but until people realize that there's at last an organization big enough, strong enough, and rich enough to bring peace on Earth, and the economy really isn't in any danger, it's simply a global economy now. We just can't see it that way.
All right, so what exactly should I write down? New World Order announced?
Yes, and right. The people embrace it, and it becomes a happy thing. By Christmas, we're all going to be sitting pretty. We're not in any trouble at all.
You really think so?
I think that's a very high probability. How the announcement's going to come, a little nebulous about that, but sometime I'm thinking about the middle of the year, all that has gone on the last 8 years is going to kind of unravel in front of the people who've been trying to hide it. And then the announcement will be made.
I take it that somebody would, oh, I don't know, go to the White House maybe and say, you know, we're in charge now?
Could be an international conference call, most likely. You got Moscow and D.C. and Basra and all the rest of these places all on the call at once.
What about all these people? I mean, a lot of them have called in tonight who would, you know, take to arms and there'd be a rebellion. And they fear exactly what you're just talking about.
Well, I'm sure they do. And fear is rampant. As you know, there's been a lot of fear-mongering going on.
But that's what the re-education camps are for. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those, too. But who are you going to take arms up against? U.S. Steel? Nike? You know, you're going to shut down who? What corporation are you going to attack? And let us not forget, these corporations are not defenseless. They have a rather large collection of basically all ex-special forces. These aren't the kind of people you really want to mess with much. And a lot of them were American soldiers. Who are you going to turn your guns on?
That's why
the people embrace it. There's nobody to fight.
So it'll be the corporations versus all of us.
Sort of.
Corporations kinda. Will take over, and they'll run everything the way it should be run.
On a global scale, we already have our hands in each other's pockets anyway. It's time that people understood that that's the way the world is run, and when they accept it, they embrace it. And life is good.
Life is great. All right, sir. I very much appreciate the call.
All right.
Take care. Wild card line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Art?
Yes.
Oh, great, great. Hi.
Hi.
This is Jan from Brooklyn.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. I'd been into an orange, and I was, like, in a state of shock how terrible it tasted. And then a friend of mine just got food poisoning.
No, wait a minute. You ate an orange, and you were in a state of shock because of how awful it was?
Yeah.
How awful was it?
It was really strange tasting. I had to throw it away.
Well, can you describe? I mean, I know what a normal orange would taste like.
Well, it felt like, well, when I'll explain, I'll go into it, then you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
Anyhow, then my friend got food poisoning.
Yes.
So I really believe from genetic engineering, there might be outbreaks of food poisoning.
From genetic engineering? Okay, so you think maybe your orange was genetically misengineered?
Oh, that's what a psychic told me.
A psychic told you that?
No, we have to write, you know, later on when I told him what happened.
I see. So,
and I felt it was so strange. It wasn't like a normal badness. It was completely weird, weird,
it was a
weird.
Weird badness.
Real, real weird.
Okay, so what I actually need is something I can write down as a prediction.
Well, genetic engineering. There's going to be an outbreak of food poisoning
due to
genetic engineering.
Mm-hmm. Big one? I mean, a lot of people involved?
Like parts of the country, but, you know, well, it'll be on the radio. That'll be parts of some place in the United States people will get sick.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I had a bad orange the other day, too.
And this was the normal. I was like, really, it was a well-known brand and everything. You know, I never, I buy most of my stuff now from health stores because I just, it just doesn't. In fact, like a grapefruit, it looks so gorgeous and gorgeous in the vegetable store.
Mm-hmm.
And when I pick up energies, and when I touched it, it felt so horrible. So usually I touch everything, but I didn't hold on to that orange long enough. So
that was it. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's really
so a big
scary
outbreak
what's
of
going on.
Right, of food poisoning, genetic.
You know what else? Genetic engineering is really bad. Globe grapes, big grapes are genetically engineered.
All right. All right, I've got it. It's prediction number 68. And she thinks there's going to be some genetic misengineering and going to be a giant bout of food poisoning. Well, I'll tell you, that stuff, if it does get you, it can make you feel like you want to be dead. Better dead than going through this, you know, just awful. So I hope that's not true. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Donald from Kingston, Tennessee.
Yes, Donald.
Happy New Year.
And to you as well.
I've been listening to you since 96, but this is the first time I've talked to you on the air.
Good.
I've talked to you in, on the telephone about your Howl Mac.
About what?
I bought your Howl Mac, the PR-40.
The Heil Mic, yeah, Heil,
yeah.
Sure, PR-40.
Okay, my prediction is, and I'm absolutely not a racist, and I'm not a Republican either, but I think there will be a scandal with Barack Obama this year.
What kind of scandal? You have an idea?
I have no idea. I just feel there will be some sort of scandal.
Well, there usually is. You know, when it comes to a president, they find something to have a scandal.
And may I say one more thing? I know it won't count, but the Titans will win the Super Bowl.
The Titans are going to win the Super Bowl?
They are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a...
I just went to a game, the Pittsburgh game.
Oh, well, okay. I can't put that down, as you know.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But you said it, so there you have it.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the call, and you have a good night. The new year about 10 minutes away from the West Coast. And speaking of the West Coast, west of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, this is Tom. Hi, Art. I've been listening since 1994.
Hey, Tom.
And I'm from Ashland, Oregon.
Okay.
I have a good news prediction.
Good? Well, really?
Yes, I do.
The last person who said that, it didn't turn out to be good at all.
Well, what I have is I have a psychic personality, and this is not coming from a practical point of view. This is coming from something that is a psychic touch I have for what we're going to hear, and that's that we're going to hear about something that's going to cost $1 trillion. And what it is we're going to hear an announcement about trains. And this is going to come from the executive branch of the White House.
That makes sense, actually.
The trains are going to turn everything around, and this is going to be good news for the country for once.
You know, what you have just said makes an awful lot of sense. When you listen to Obama's plans about infrastructure, and we know we have to do something about transportation, cheaper transportation, trains fit the bill. It is absolutely astounding how far the equivalent of 1 gallon of gas will carry, well, a ton of whatever, you know. It's just amazing. So trains could be the answer. Very good prediction, sir. So you think $1 trillion?
It's going to cost $1 trillion, and it's going to actually go over budget by about 100%, but the return is going to be about 10 times more than the outgo on the deal.
Wow. That could be... quite an interesting prediction. I really thank you. That's very interesting, sir, and it could come true.
And this is something that is going to put people to work, and this is the New Deal that's going to come through. And
It's going to change the country, and it's also going to change the way we look at freight. And it's going to be a new horizon for the whole country.
I'm not sure we want to call it the New Deal, but hey,
maybe not.
All right, thank you very much. $1 trillion worth of train infrastructure. That is actually quite an interesting prediction and a fairly realistic one as well. Trains are an excellent way to move things, people, and things. Fascinating. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Mr. Bell.
J.C. Webster.
It's been a long time, Mr. Bell.
Yes, it has.
See, that's my best J.C. impression I have.
Oh, it's not J.C. It's just an imposter. No, okay, sir. You had me.
No, I just I had to throw that in there, a little comedy bit there.
Okay.
Okay, good. Here's my prediction.
Yes.
We're going to have a major seismic event in Yellowstone this year, either volcanic or with earthquake or both.
Okay. At Yellowstone, that's a big one.
It could be a big one. It's very active there, so it's very
gigantic.
Possible.
It could actually be gigantic. It could be catastrophic.
Sir.
It could affect me here.
It could affect us all.
Oh, yeah, it actually could.
Absolutely.
Major earthquake or major seismic event at Yellowstone. It's going to be prediction number 71.
Volcanic. 71.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bell. It was good to talk to you.
Later. He actually had me. Oh, well. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good evening.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Okay.
But I'm listening on 1190 KEX, the big one, on my radio.
In Portland, right.
Yes, long-time listener, first-time caller. So I hope I have a cute one. I haven't heard your voice in a long time, but I did used to keep track of you before you retired, and came back and retired.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to predict a new member to your family. Now, it might be a friend for Dolly, or it could be a friend for Asia. Does that work for you?
Well, as long as you indicate that it could also be a friend for Dolly.
Okay, yeah, Dolly the cat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How is Dolly?
She's just fine.
Good. I'm cuddled up here with all three of my little chihuahuas in my bed, listening to the radio.
Yes, all the furred ones are well indeed. And, in fact, we're all well. So that's an interesting prediction, and you never know. It's certainly possible, yes.
Well, I hope it's a happy new year for all of you. And
gosh, I hope so, too.
It's a blessing to hear that.
2008 wasn't so hot, so I'm hoping that 2009 in some way is better. I'm worried it may not be. It could actually be worse, you know, financially, but I have hopes.
I work for the government. I'm doing good.
Are you here to help us?
I hear the bumper music.
Yep. So you work for the government, and you're here to help us, right?
Yes, I'm here to ring in the new year right now.
Yeah, here it comes, big time. All right, thank you, my dear. See you later. All right. Well, I guess we better get ready. Coming up in about 4 minutes here on the West Coast from the high desert, here it comes. I'm Art Bell. Well, here I am. And Happy New Year, everybody, along the West Coast. Here it is, headed now toward the likes of Alaska and Hawaii out over the open water. And listen, we snapped a quick live picture just shortly after midnight. So there you have it. It's just a quick little snapshot of the three of us taken, about 3 minutes after midnight. So not great, but it's live, it's current, and there we are. She sure is a cutie, huh? Come on in. And here comes some more coffee to keep me awake. Here. Tell everybody Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all.
There you go. All right. That's Aaron. And let's get back to it. We're doing predictions for 2009, which it now is, as I sit here. And again, goodbye and good riddance to 2008. It was not that hot a year, frankly. It was kind of a mess in most ways. And you never know. there's always hope. 2009 could be better. At this hour, before anything really has happened to mar the year in any way, we can certainly hope. In a moment, we continue with your predictions. Happy New Year, everybody. Again, there is a picture of the three of us up there, a small one. So if you go and click on Art's webcam, which is sort of toward the center as you load coasttocoastam.com, you might have to hit refresh, and it will change from the picture of just Asia to the three of us taken a few moments ago. All right, back to it we go. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a prediction for 2009.
Yes, sir.
I predict unity in the United States through the United States citizens. I predict that the United States citizens will enforce federal law to remove the immigrants from the United States by themselves with buses and pickups and whatever they can find.
These would be the illegal immigrants, yes?
Yes, all illegal immigrants.
And how are you going to determine who is here legally and who is not?
Ask them for their papers.
Papers.
If they cannot produce paperwork showing that they're a United States citizen, they will be deemed an illegal citizen, and they will be transported to their country of origin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And this will bring unity to the citizens of the United States.
It will. How many do you think are here? Do you have any idea?
Rough estimate, probably 3 to 8 million.
3 to 8 million.
Yeah.
So we just sort of, everybody would walk around and say, papers, please.
No. Not Gestapo Nazi style. I mean, you would have the opportunity to become a citizen. If you refuse to become a citizen, you will be deemed unproductive, as they do in Mexico, and you'll be transported back to your country of origin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose the bulk probably by far would be Mexicans, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, there are others, but for the bulk, it is, you know, I understand that they're poor people. But at the same time, fix your own country. You know, I can remember the Alamo, and I know why we have what we have. We're being invaded right now, and it's allowed to go on by the federal government. They do nothing about this.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is so minor, it's to the point where it's sickening to United States citizens.
Who's going to pick our crops?
Who's going to pick our teenagers like they used to in the 40s and 50s?
American teenagers?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Take the country back.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got it down, sir. It's prediction number 73.
Thank you very much. It was a great honor to talk to you.
It was great to have you call. But the prospect of American teenagers picking crops... I just don't know. You know, anything could happen, along with the aliens landing and some other things, but actually the aliens are far more likely. Wild Card Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Art Bell.
Yes.
It is wonderful to hear your voice, my friend.
Well, it's great to be here.
This is Dan in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, yes, Dan.
I've called a few times before in previous years on the annual predictions show, but my predictions have never come true.
Hmm.
So last year, I took a year off. I gave it some thought, and I think I have one that, you know, I'm putting my money on it.
Okay.
I'm going to predict that at some point in 2009, there will be some kind of major news about the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. I originally was going to say that it was going to be solved, but I'm not going to go that far. I just think it's going to be something to bring the case to the forefront again.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's certainly possible. That's within the realm of something that could happen.
And I feel like it's a positive prediction. A lot of these ones I'm hearing are negative.
Predictions by and news, just by the very nature of it all, it tends to be negative. You know, it's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm an optimistic person, so I'm putting my money on this one.
You're an optimist. How do you feel about the economy?
Completely pessimistic, but I'm still an optimistic person.
So that's your optimism stops at the dollar.
Exactly.
So to speak. Okay, well.
I go down with the ship.
Yeah, boy. I don't know why I'm laughing. 74 is your prediction number.
All righty.
Thank you very much for the call, and take care. Okay. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a prediction about toys.
Toys?
Yes.
That's a new one.
It's sort of born out of my own experience, but what I predict is that there's going to be a huge resurgence of hands-on mechanical-type toys.
Hmm.
Now, the reason that I feel that way, it seems like we're becoming so disconnected with our entertainment. You know, it's all about a mouse, and or the Wii is supposed to make it more of a real experience.
By the way, I just got a Wii, and I must say, I don't know, have you tried it yet?
Yeah, we just got one, too.
Man, it is really fun. Have you, you know, we're really into tennis.
You know, we tried to do badminton.
That's hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Tennis is, you know, is really fun. I mean, you'll learn that you can make faster serves. You can, you know, do the slams, and you can use your first person. The first person is really fun to get to use. My first person seems lazy compared to my wife's. And therefore, I'm having difficulty.
But, you know, it leaves me feeling a bit empty.
Really?
Because it's not real.
No.
It's simulated. And so
yeah, true.
Maybe it's a prediction. Maybe it's wishful thinking. I keep thinking about, like, erector sets and things that do cool things that you actually manipulate with your hands.
Yeah, good old erector sets.
Yeah.
Do they even have them anymore?
I do not know. That would be a good thing to find out.
And how about chemical sets? You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You could do all kinds of, well, possibly things that would, you know, challenge and make Homeland Security unhappy.
But... That's right. Blow up the kitchen.
All right. Good prediction, actually. Number 75.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, and take care. Oh, the Wii is a blast. We did recently get into the Wii, and, oh, my. Tennis is just, we thought we were going to, you know, it comes with the various sports, right? Bowling and baseball and on and on and on and on. But the tennis is what sort of got into our blood, and we've just played that for hours and hours and hours. And you can get quite good at it. Although I must admit, my wife is just killing me. And again, I think those of you who have the game will know, but my first player, you know, the one closest to the net, is just not as active as hers. I'm convinced of that fact, and it's... Anyway, you're on the air on the wild card line. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Alan out of Rosemont, California.
Yes, sir.
My prediction for 2009 is I didn't vote for the man, Barack Obama. They're going to test him in the first at least half or three quarters of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to rally the people to put a stop to this downslide we're in. That's it.
Well, I'll tell you what, something better put a stop to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big test for a new president, and I hope he does well. There seem to be, I watch these people that have an opportunity to send me messages on the computer as I do the program, and there really are a lot of people who, this is a strong word to use, but they really hate Obama. And I'm kind of sorry to see that. I mean, it's not just dislike, it's hate. They're not wishing him well at all. And, with the situation we're in, I would think people would at least for a while sort of rally around the man and, you know, hope that we do well for everybody's sake.
Yes, I agree. I think he's come from a grounding where he's got the ability to round up the American people to group together in small groups to make a big group,
mm-hmm.
and try to put a stop to this slide we're in.
Something has to.
Yeah,
I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you very much. 76 is your number. Something has got to stop this, and I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. you know, maybe it's not going to even be within his power to do anything, but he's going to come along and try and create 3 million jobs. God knows we need those. Even if it's for just a period of time, he's certainly going to spend a lot of money. And that's something that he was sort of going to do. In other words, he was going to spend money anyway, but now he's got the opportunity, in fact, the obligation to spend a great deal of money to try and get us out of the fix we're in, the immediate fix we're in. That's why I said it was, in a sense, opportunity knocking for him. But if we don't get out of this, the alternative is not at all pretty. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. This is Daniel. I'm calling in from Queens, New York.
Yes, Dan.
I'd just like to express my condolences about your mother and wish you and your family a very happy New Year.
Thanks, Dan.
The prediction I'd like to make is that the Obama administration, along with mainly sponsored and engineered by Joe Biden, that they're going to reintroduce and perhaps expand the assault weapon ban that Clinton originally passed in 1994.
With the recent Second Amendment affirmation by the Supreme Court, you really think they'll get that through?
Well, I mean, Obama has expressed during his campaigning that he did believe in the Second Amendment. But, I mean, if you really look at Joe Biden's past involvement in anti-gun laws, I mean, he engineered the very first assault weapon ban. So, I mean, I really think there's definitely a really good chance that it will get reintroduced at the very least, or perhaps
it's kind of idiotic, you know, because a so-called assault weapon is
right.
Really nothing more than an ugly semi-automatic weapon, which is in every other way is legal. You know, you could have a hunting rifle that would be just as lethal, if not more so.
Exactly. It could have, like, say, a vertical grip or, you know, a folding stock or, you know, an ACOG lens or anything like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't really affect the actual weapon. It's just little apertures that look nice.
Yeah, it's all over appearances and just a mean-looking weapon, but in every other way, you can go buy a semi-automatic weapon. There's every bit as lethal. So the whole thing is stupid. He's going to be busy. I think he's going to have other things to do, but we'll see.
Right.
Hope you're wrong. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Number 77. Nah, we don't need an assault weapon ban. There are no more. Anyway. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. How are you?
Fine.
And happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
It's James from Winnipeg, Manitoba calling.
Yes, James.
And all the doom and gloom predictions, I'm going to go a little lighthearted and say that this will be the year that the Manning boys meet in the Super Bowl.
Who meets what?
The Manning boys.
The Manning boys.
Eli and Peyton Manning will meet in the Super Bowl.
Oh. Okay, Mannings meet in Super Bowl.
And the big brother is going to take the little brother out to school in that one.
Well, we'll see. We'll see that. And we'll see soon, too.
February 1st.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Take care. So the Mannings meet in the Super Bowl. We shall see. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Art?
It is, yes.
I have a wonderful prediction for you.
Good.
I believe that wonderful things are happening, and the reason is because I think our society is changing and the consciousness is being raised, and people are eliminating fear from their lives. They're realizing that we're being manipulated through fear and with fear, and we're changing and shifting into a society based on faith, where we can manifest what it is we want rather than what it is we fear. So I think there's going to be a shift in consciousness, and I'm seeing it in my life. I'm seeing it in other people's lives. So instead of manifesting what we fear, we're going to be manifesting what we have faith in, whereas fear is the lack of love, and faith is living in a state of love or a state of bliss.
Any idea what's going to precipitate this shift in consciousness?
Just that I think things are becoming more transparent. For example, the Mayan calendar, where it says it's the end in 2012, I think it's the end of deceit and treachery and lies and greed and all of these things, I think, are coming to an end because it's becoming more apparent.
You're a very, very optimistic lady, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And even the fellow that said he was optimist and he was negative about the money, you have to realize that the shift that's going on, people are becoming more conscious of their money, conscious of what they're spending. I also see us filling our gas tanks with water, with our water hose. I mean, a lot of this, the trains, all of this positive is coming because of our lack right now.
Are you optimistic enough to go out and get your water hose right now and fill your tank with water?
Well, not until I have the apparatus to change it over.
Very wise indeed.
That's coming. Yes, that's coming.
I was just testing how really, truly optimistic you were. So
no,
you're optimistic and realistic as well.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yes. One of the things that you mentioned about the translator, you mentioned yesterday that I've worked as a professional interpreter. I'm a bilingual interpreter, medical and legal.
Yes.
And by the way, this is Susan calling from Vero Beach, Florida, from the first group.
Yes, Susan.
But they now have translators in the hospitals because I've been calling around to see if I can supplement my income with my interpretations. And they say, oh, no, we're using translators in the hospital. And I said, well, professionals, right? And they said, no, it's an apparatus.
You're
that
kidding.
They use. Yes. So that was something you mentioned yesterday. You hadn't heard about it, but you probably wouldn't unless you're in those circles.
I would love to hear one operating, and they're being used in the medical world.
In hospitals, yeah. Now, some people are coming up with teams of professional people where they have interpreters in Spanish, French, Vietnamese, et cetera, whatever the majority, predominates in that area, what language is spoken in that area.
What is your second language, by the way?
I speak Spanish, French, Italian, and Portuguese, but I only interpret Spanish, English, Spanish.
Wow.
Yes, but it's coming where they're using – it's not perfected as yet. They also have a program on the computer where you can interpret or you can translate, but it's so poor. The translation is very poorly done.
Well, most of what I've heard – and I have heard a few done on computers, and it was pretty poor. So you're saying they're past that, and they've got computers that will really do a good job.
Word by word.
Word by word. I would love to hear that. I really would. All right. Thank you very, very much for your call. That was very interesting information, and your prediction is number 79 from the high desert in the new year, 2009. I'm Art Bell. We own the night. Good morning, everybody. It's a new year, 2009, and I'm going to feel good about it until I'm instructed otherwise by events. And I am afraid that may happen. Actually, I'm going to try and be optimistic, kind of like a few of the calls we've had this night. We actually have really heard from a few optimists tonight. Certainly that last lady definitely qualified. She even felt optimistic about the economy. And if you can do that, you're a true optimist. We'll be back in a moment. All right, we are up to the next prediction being number 80, and the person to make it is probably right here. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. Good morning. This is Hugo from Orlando, Florida.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I have a prediction for 9, and I believe that the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem will be destroyed. And this is because of everything that's happening in the Middle East. Now, the last week between Israel and Palestine, I just see somehow a missile. It could be from Iran or another Arab nation that will destroy it.
And then I think, what?
Well, I think this will the temple will be rebuilt, which the Jews have been looking forward to that for almost 2,000 years now. And the Catholics have been waiting on it for a while. So a lot of people in the world want to see the temple built. And that's the only place that it can be built. So they'll usher that. And a lot of things that will happen in the future. But I think in 09, that's the big thing that will happen. It'll affect the whole world. So.
Okay. It certainly would. Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem, destroyed. That would be number 80. And thank you very much for the call. Take care. Be a lot of events that would follow that, to be sure. Wildcard line, you are on the air. Top of the morning.
Oh, hi.
Top of the new year, actually.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
This is Rosalyn from Riverside, California.
Yes,
and happy new year to you and your family.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a prediction that our country will probably be growing its own food more instead of getting food from the supermarkets and from the fast food chains.
I shouldn't laugh, but that is so we're going to grow our own food instead of I guess you mean individual citizens will start growing their own food instead of going to fast food stores?
Yes, yes. I really feel that we'll probably be having our own gardens. Even if you're in apartments, you'll find little places to put your pots and things like that to grow your own food and fruits and vegetables, probably vegetables more. But,
you know, I think it would be an interesting exercise. U.S. citizens would quickly discover that in order to grow enough food to feed their own families, well, actually, it would be very difficult. I mean, without a lot of land and a lot of knowledge, to try to grow enough of anything to feed your own family is quite a job.
Well, not all the way feed the family, you know, all the way, but just maybe supplement.
Begin to augment.
Just supplement a lot. Yeah, to supplement it and to save some money that way.
That'd be a good thing.
I think we're really moving more toward that direction.
Are you doing it now?
I'm going to be doing it shortly. I'm really going to make an effort this time. I always say it every year, but this year for sure. I have a big plot in my backyard and everything, so I have to learn about it because I'm a city girl, so I'm going to have to put some effort into learning how to do that. I'm going to make an effort in the new year to do that.
All right. Well, I'm imagining you out back in the yard tilling away. And
yeah.
All right. Good luck to you, and I want to know how you do.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. And that would be prediction number 81. Can you picture her out there in the backyard? Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Hello, hello. Going once, going twice. Gone to another wildcard line. You're on the air. Good morning.
Happy New Year, Art. This is Blair in Sedona.
Blair, it's been a long time.
Yeah, actually, I'm in Phoenix. I saw comedian Lewis Black down at the Dodge Theater here earlier this evening.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 5 days in Iraq and Afghanistan for the troops. He did 9 shows, and you could really see it when he was performing tonight.
Wow.
The expletives and stuff, you know, the angry man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my prediction is Americans will, without government help, bring an upward movement in our economy, and houses will move again in 2009.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a beginning. It'll start.
You're in one of the greatly affected areas, as am I, near Las Vegas. Certainly the Southwest has been hit very, very hard. But I have this feeling, Blair, that we're going to be the first to recover. The American Southwest will probably be the first to recover. And I think housing will get better about mid-year, perhaps.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, Art.
So you're predicting housing values and housing sales and all that begin to improve mid-year?
It might be a little bit later in my ballpark, but look for some changes happening, yeah, in 2009. You know, I can't be as definite as other people, but I have a feeling, you know, 2009, we'll see. You know, Edward R. Murrow said, you know, we weren't founded by fearful men, you know.
That's true.
So I think it's going to be good. Oh, Nancy Talbot, by the way, was at Chet and Kalista Snow Secrets Conference, and she showed pictures of a crop circle from British Columbia, brand new one. So
really?
Maybe that prediction might be true.
All right. I'll sort of go back and review that. They talked about many crop circles up there.
This was one that was interesting because she says the indigenous grass did not bend down, but the cultivated grass, the man-made cultivation, bent down in the circle. So that was sort of interesting.
Oh, that's fascinating, yes. All right. Listen, Blair, thank you very much. Prediction number 82 it is.
Thank you, sir.
Later. Okay, to the first time caller line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Art Bell?
That would be me.
Oh, my Lord.
No, just Art.
Wow. How are you? Happy New Year.
Very well, and happy to see a new year here.
Wow.
You have no idea. 2008 just was not a good year.
I know. I'm just glad, very glad that it's gone, finished, done, bye.
And don't come back.
And never to return.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you hopefully you have a prediction for this year now.
Yes. I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay.
My name is Alexandra.
Alexandra.
I've been seeing the Ark of the Covenant in my mind a lot lately.
In your mind?
Oh, yeah, I've had visions of it. I think it'll be brought out. I think we need a lot of peace in the world now.
If the Ark of the Covenant was found, where do you think it likely might be found?
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
I think it's on Mount Ararat.
I had a vision long time ago. It was taken out of what was then Israel, like you know, the ancient, and, you know, after the temple, fall of the temple. It was taken out by caravan.
If the Ark of the Covenant is found and you were there, would you open it?
I know. I have an understanding of what it's like inside.
Don't keep us in suspense. What is it like?
God had placed a part of himself in it. And there is a consciousness in it.
Oh.
And it's an amazing object to behold.
That's a perspective I've never heard. A consciousness within.
Yes.
Wow.
It's this kind of divine essence was used at the creation of the universe.
All right. What you're saying is fascinating, but I'm gonna hold it there because we're doing predictions. It's number 83. So the Ark of the Covenant may be found in the year 2009. It contains, according to that caller, a consciousness. That's pretty cool stuff. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey there, Art. How are you doing? It's Deb from, used to be from Oakland, now from El Sobrante, California.
How's the move?
Actually, it was great. It was years ago, and I've missed you. You know, the night I got married was the night you originally retired on New Year's Eve. We're celebrating our anniversary from 6 years ago.
That's been a while.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So my husband John had an excellent prophecy, and he nails things constantly.
Okay.
His is that the, you know, the people that are all disgruntled about Obama pulling forth and all the people voting and such, all those people are going to, rather, the people that are all disgruntled for whatever reason,
yes,
whether it's because their side lost or because they have whatever racisms or whatever they're doing, whatever reason they're hating Obama,
mm-hmm,
my husband says that what's going to happen is one of those Watergate-esque sort of things where these criminal types are going to go in and try to mess up something, set up something where they go in and they're trying to bug Obama's Oval Office or whatever. They're going to get caught. And then people like someone like Young, a la Woodward and Bernstein, only Young, is going to come along and the American press is going to be reinvigorated and somehow reawakened to once again report the news.
So in other words, somebody tries to set Obama up.
Yes.
And it doesn't work, and they get caught.
Yes, and there's going to be some deep throat-esque sort of person. But now, of course, maybe this time it will be Pat Buchanan. I love you, Art. You're the best. You really
You're
are.
Okay, too, Deb Deb. Thanks very much for the call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's prediction number 84, and so we'll watch that one carefully. I suppose there are enough people who dislike Obama, they might try and set him up, but according to Deb Deb, they get caught. There's another sort of a Watergate thing, and the American press rises to the occasion, and that would be something, wouldn't it, if she hit that prediction number 84. And west of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, Art, how do you do? Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
This is Renegade from the Bohemia Mountains in Oregon.
Okay.
And I talked to you a long time ago in Portland and got your book signed and gave you a newspaper about me in an article.
Oh, yes.
And anyway, my girls are big and going to school and doing good. I've got a prediction.
Okay.
Since the I was listening to the movement of the Black Panthers again when they were standing at the doors of the voting booths and saying we will now have a black president, I think they're going to make a move and try to come back to power. I've got a funny feeling about it.
So Black Panthers?
Black Panthers from the 65 to the 70s.
Okay.
Yep.
I hear the dog in the background there.
Yes. The Happy New Year shooters up here in the Bohemian Mountains. We all fired off our big guns and rifles, and the dogs are still a little nervous.
Okay. Black Panthers back to power. I did see some Black Panthers who were sort of guarding a polling place.
Yes, and they have never, you have never heard a word from them or anything, and all of a sudden now that we got Obama in, I think they're starting to make their move again.
Mm-hmm.
Got that real deep, funny feeling.
It's prediction number 85.
And I wish you and your wife and the rest, and I really, my condolences on your mama.
Thank you.
I did lose my dad, so yes, we're both in the same boat.
All right. Take care. Yeah, I'm, actually, I lost a sister, too, which I didn't mention on the air some time ago. My sister who lived in Berkeley, passed. And so, in our family, myself and my sister in North Carolina, Jesse or Barbara, are the only ones left. So there's two of us, and that's it. It's kind of a strange, not kind of, it's a very strange feeling indeed. And I'm really going to miss my mom. I'm just really going to miss my mom. But I guess it's the course of events, and she had a very, very productive, very active, long life. And so that's sort of what I hold on to. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art Bell.
Hi.
I'm just turning off my radio. My name is John. I'm calling from San Diego, California.
Yes, John.
I would like to make a prediction that something that doesn't happen. Is that okay?
You want to make a prediction of something that is not going
it
to happen?
It will not happen.
That's okay. I mean, maybe.
Okay. Well,
but, I mean, so that's
judge.
You can call up next year and say, see, it didn't happen.
Well, I want to predict California will not sink into the ocean.
Okay, that'll be a ding, I bet.
Yes, I bet it will be a ding as well.
How about, does California, does it sink into financial doldrums?
Absolutely.
Okay. I wonder how serious it's going to get. I understand they're about to issue IOUs.
Yes, I've heard about that. I think it's $41 billion and counting.
Let me ask you a question. Sure. If you were working for, you know, the state of California, how many IOUs could you take? Let's assume that you were paid, what, twice a month?
Yes.
How many IOUs could you pile up before you would have to do something else?
Assuming I'm a government employee and not like a contractor who's doing projects. So as a government employee,
yeah.
Because I'd probably want my government job, I'd probably wait up to like 3 months.
So you could take about 3 months of IOUs.
Yes. And then I would have to find another job.
And possibly another state. I really appreciate your call. It's prediction number 86.
Thank you, sir.
And it's the first one we've had of that sort that California does not sink into the ocean. And I can predict right now that's going to be a big ding. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Art Bell?
That's me.
Wow, this is incredible. Yes, I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Peak oil.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about it now?
In other words, do I still think we're experiencing peak oil? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yes, I think that the people have said that that we're producing as much as we're ever likely to produce, which I guess delineates the peak, are correct, and that we are producing as much as we're ever going to produce. Now, there's a little dip, obviously, because of supply and demand. Demand has slacked off at the moment significantly because of the financial crisis, but I still think we're at or near peak oil. Yes?
Well, here's my prediction. I predict that the mainstream media will admit that peak oil is reality.
Do you think they've been in denial?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, they don't really talk about it. I mean, anybody can go out, like, on Wikipedia and look it up.
Yeah.
They can compare the discovery of oil to production of oil and realize we're halfway through the global amount.
I'd say that's right. What do you think will happen to oil prices? Now, it's very interesting what has occurred. You know, the oil's down, what, 60, 70%, something like that? Currently at about $42 a barrel?
Well, I mean, with all the economy, you know, spiraling downward, I mean, you know, there might be parts of the world that export a lot of oil that'll go into some sort of financial shock, maybe, right?
You know, it's a good thing the oil prices did come down, because I cannot imagine the kind of problem we're having right now with our economy and oil still being above $4 a gallon. I think there'd be riots.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a big problem. I mean, we haven't changed our infrastructure at all.
You're absolutely right.
I just don't see how we can do it.
You're absolutely right. All right, nothing has changed. Your prediction is number 87. I appreciate the call. It's 2009, everybody. It's a new year, and it might be better. Here I am. It's 2009, everybody. It's a brand new year, and hopefully new and good things are ahead of us. I am just amazed at how many people are unhappy with President-elect Obama. It's really amazing to me. Those who have called just, and then I get these emails, and there's a lot of haters out there. And it's interesting because if you go back to the election of President Bush, the current edition, if you go back to 8 years to his election, I was not happy with him. Now, I didn't like President Bush, but the world did. You can go back and you can listen to the programs because, of course, I was on the air then, and you can hear that I was not happy prior to the election of President Bush, and certainly not happy with his election. I thought things were going to go tragically wrong and said so, and I got in all kinds of trouble for it. Oh, my God, I got these emails you wouldn't believe. Oh, Art, how can you say this? How can you not give the president a chance? And on and on and on and on. Well, of course, I did give him a chance. And look where we are. I mean, really, look where we are. How can you not look at the last 8 years and say to yourself, what happened? Anyway, give the man a chance. All right. Made last year for 2008. I think these are going to astound you. They are so wrong, with the exception of the economic predictions. Boy, you guys had it down, I'm telling you. Here we go. 88. China calls in markers. Well, so far, not. Bonk. 89. Lightning becomes sentient. It's a good thing it hasn't, or it certainly would have struck me by now. 90. Bush shows us a new aircraft. Not that I'm aware of. Bonk. 91. Hillary becomes the next president. Bonk. 92, the first woman president. In fact, it's Nancy Pelosi. wrong. That's a big bonk. 93, George and a female author become romantic. Now, I think they were trying to say Linda Moulton Howe. And as far as I know, though, the world is rife with rumors about that, it's a bonk. 94, Bush administration, of course, what do I know? Bush administration uses UFO disclosure to stay in office. Bonk. 95, Canada gets socialist government. Meaning they didn't have one already? Well, anyway, we'll bonk that. 96, we find life outside the solar system. Oh, how I wish. Bonk. 97, J.C., our J.C., exposed as government agent. Bonk. 98, Antichrist shows himself. Bonk. 99, by July, listen to this, by July, Dow dropped to 8,000 to 9,000. You know, that was actually made earlier. Well, maybe it's the second person who made it. So they missed by the month, but the economic prediction was right on the money. You have to give that sort of a close enough to be a ding. Tom Cruise denies Scientology and becomes Christian. No, I think that's a big bonk. 101, we will learn what chemtrails really are. Bonk. 102, Madman Markham comes back to be on Coast to Coast. Bonk. He's still gone, still missing. 103, illegal aliens, the biggest issue of the year. Well, it could have been until other things intervened. 104, something from rocks in the northeast. What is this? Something from rocks in the northeast. Something emerging from the rocks in the northeast. Bonk. 105, bees attack a sewage plant. Bonk. 106, economic turmoil for the year. Oh, my God. Right on. Of course, gigantic economic turmoil. Ding, 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 ding. 107, a meteor to hit California. Bonk. 108, fire in Madagascar. That would be a bonk as well, I believe. 109, and correct me on any of these, U.S. reveals new energy battery. There are some new batteries out there. I believe there is an intent to use them in electric automobiles. I'm going to ding that. 110, look at this. After Olympics, global banking crisis. Who made this? Prediction 110 is after the Olympics, there will be a global banking crisis. Ding, 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 ding. 111, record number of people injured on stairs. Oh, I don't know about that one. We're going to bonk that. 112, crash of something in California. Well, something always crashes in California. I don't know how to rate that. I'm going to bonk it. 113, American schools short of pencils because of a plane crash. Hadn't heard about it, so I'm going to tentative bonk. 114, U.S. possession declares independence. Didn't happen. Bonk. 115, Atlanta runs out of water. Well, of course, Atlanta was just about out of water at the end of the last year. I'm going to bonk that, though. They didn't actually run out of water. So that completes the review of last year's predictions. And again, I would like to say that they were just woefully wrong, with the exception of what I consider to be after the president-elect, he'd be the biggest story of the year, certainly, the election of Obama. But after that, the biggest story of the year clearly was the economic distress, the global economic meltdown, and this audience had it nailed all the way through and through the predictions. The only ones that really were right were the economic ones, and they were dead right. I mean, stuff like a global banking crisis. Now, who could have predicted that way back then? We were flying high. Remember? 13,000 on the Dow? Everything was just spiffy. No way in the world that could have been predicted, and yet this audience nailed it. So the one thing that you guys nailed without question, was the economic crisis. Very impressive. Back to predictions for this year in a moment. Okay, let's see. Tony in Monterey, California, fast blast me. Obama is a fake and a phony, Art. You've lost touch with your base. No matter what you think, Obama's Mr. Prison Nightmare. I thought you were a fellow libertarian. Very disappointing that you have gone socialist on us. Well, lost touch with my base. I didn't really have a base. I've been all over the place all my life. I was a gigantic Reagan fan. Those who listen to this show back in the days when I did politics, you know, there probably wasn't a bigger Reagan fan on the face of the planet. God, what a great president. Jimmy Carter, I was kind of, I was kind of a Carter fan in the sense that he did no harm where the economy was concerned. Those were pretty good years economically. And he really didn't tamper with the economy, which was a good thing. I certainly have not been a Bush fan. To some degrees, what the first President Bush did was okay. The second President Bush, as you know, I was not a fan at all. From, you know, before he even took office all the way through, just not a fan. And now I'm a fan of Obama. So I don't know what that makes me. It makes me all over the place, and I don't think I have a base, you know. I don't really have a base. I am a registered libertarian, but I'm all over the place. And I kind of go with what I think the nation needs. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I think we're in so damn much trouble right now that what we really need is a smart man. And I think President Obama is a smart man. And you know what? The rest of you had better hope the same thing, that he's a smart, because we're going to need a smart guy to get us out of this jam. It may not matter who's president. It may be so serious and so bad that it simply won't matter. It's irredeemable. I hope that's not true, but it could be true. In any case, if we have any hope at all, it's going to take a smart guy to get us out of it. And no single man can do it all by himself. So, you know, I guess if he has the ability to get the American people together and rally them, then maybe there's a hope. And I think he has more of an opportunity to do that than would have John McCain. Now, John McCain, 8 years ago, would have been a different story. But right now, I think Obama is the guy who is going to get us out of it, if anybody can. Enough. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
Hi, I have a prediction.
Sure.
I was thinking that it's going to be wet in the desert this year, unusually wet, and you will notice that it's green and full of flowers, and houses will be falling off of the hills.
Houses falling off hills?
Yes.
My goodness, that's green indeed. It's already wet in the desert. I think that we're having a very wet year. And I agree with you that we will continue to. Now, whether it'll get that wet or not, houses falling off hills, we'll see. Number 88, and I appreciate your making it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care. That would be wet indeed. Now, we've had, in the years that I've been here, a few years where things did really get green, and seeds that were in the ground in the desert, probably hundreds or thousands of years old, suddenly bloomed. It was amazing. First time caller line, you're on the air. Going once.
Hello, George.
Yes, hello.
Or Art, rather.
Yes.
I have a prediction for you.
Listening carefully.
Massive earthquake in Yellowstone with a very high magnitude, somewhere between April and August.
Okay. Is that going to be a seismic event only, or is it going to be volcanic?
I think it's going to be a combination of both. I've had a gut feeling for the last week, and well, I think it's going to be both, especially after all the seismic activity that they've had here lately.
Well, that's not good news. I surely appreciate the call, and I hope you're dead wrong. But you're not. You're now about, is it the second or third person to be predicting something happening in Yellowstone. That of course, would not be good. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. This is Karen in Houston. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to be heard.
Well, I have a pretty upbeat kind of prediction, I think. You're talking about America needing smart people. I think we're going to get a good look at some of that junk in our trunk. You know, they talk about our junk DNA.
Yes.
They don't know how to operate it. They don't know what it might put into us or awaken us to. So I think intelligence is in there somewhere. I think there's going to be some discoveries in that direction this year.
In other words?
I think science and, oh, religion and just everybody that talks about what all we're made of, I think some discovery is going to pop up from some direction. And
okay, so you think junk DNA is not junk?
I don't think it's junk. God doesn't make bad stuff.
What's our appendix for then?
What's our appendix for? Right. We'll figure that out. That's probably one of the unknown questions that we'll get an answer to. You know? And why does the sun not have sunspots and things like that? We'll probably, you know, there'll be people waking up all over the place with exactly what we need to know and doing exactly what needs to be done.
Well, I've always been fascinated by what they call junk DNA, and I've always thought, probably as you, that it's not junk, that we just don't understand it, so we call it junk.
Exactly, and I don't think we have to back engineer to find it. I think it's going to be sort of a forward-looking engineering. You know, we're engineering a new kind of engineering this year.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Okay.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Okay. Number 90, that our junk, that's entirely possible. I think we call it junk because we just haven't figured it out yet. That's all. It also might be instructive in some way. In other words, a message from the Creator. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, that's great. This is Randy in Aberdeen, Washington.
Yes, sir.
And my prediction for this year, Merry New Year, is that this will be the year for alcohol as a fuel.
Really?
We will learn that we can cook our way out of the dependence on foreign oil by just taking our scrap, our old fruits, green waste, all that stuff, and convert it into alcohol and feedstock for cattle and livestock and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there might have been a much better chance of that if the price of oil had stayed high. It's coming back down like this. It's just sort of killing a lot of those projects.
Well, don't be fooled by how low it is now, because in a couple of months, I think it'll go right back up again.
Before, in a couple of months, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that could be. Well, be. All right. Thank you very much. If it does, then certainly that's going to turn things around. It better hurry up, because an awful lot of the companies, the green companies out there that were doing startups, a lot of the engineering firms that were coming out with the latest and greatest solar panels and wind power and all the rest of it, just got crushed when the price of oil came down as it did. There were a lot of companies all set to go. I mean, they had gone public, they were doing very well, and they've just really been crushed by this. So it was kind of bad timing. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Art Bell.
Hello.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. It's Craig Bond from Madison, Connecticut.
Well, hi there.
Oh, boy, Happy New Year.
And the very same to you.
Well, my prediction is the Poseidon Adventure. I think we're going to have a rogue wave hit one of these cruise ships.
You know, I do a lot of cruising, and I always worried about rogue waves. You really think one will hit a cruise ship, huh?
I think it's due. I think it's due. Been watching a lot of that Deadliest Catch type show, and you see what they go through. And a 100-foot wave would tip over an ocean liner, wouldn't it?
Oh, it absolutely would, yes. 100-foot wave, my God. The satellites that we have been reporting that there are more rogue waves than anybody thought. They actually see them on satellites. And so I kind of also wonder, like you, why one of them hasn't hit a big ship and caused a disaster yet.
When you were on the cruise ship, you had a big stateroom?
Oh, yes.
Do you get are you afraid inside of it at all? You know, do you get kind of, what's the word, agoraphobic?
No. No, I loved it. It was a blast. I shouldn't say I had a big stateroom. We had a, you know, a balcony, but no, it was really cool. A lot of fun.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Are you still smoking cigarettes?
No.
That's great.
No, I quit.
That's really great.
It is. I quit once, and I faltered, and then I quit again, and I haven't touched a cigarette now in months and months and months.
It's going to be 10 years for me. My mother passed away 10 years ago in April, and I was watching her on a cancer watch, and I just couldn't see walking outside of the hospital and smoking in front of the hospital, and that's what made me quit.
Well, whatever the reason, that's excellent if it did it. The hardest thing for me, frankly, was what I'm doing right now. When I'm on the air, I associate being on the air and radio with smoking. And so if I can get through a night on the air, which I, of course, now can, without smoking, I've got it made.
Well, Art, I wish you'd come on the air a lot more often. We really miss you.
Oh, well, that's very kind.
It's a big hole in these lonely nights, but it's great. My prediction last year was that there was going to be a shooting at Disney World, and I guess I was wrong.
Right. I don't think there was. I believe I bonked it.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
My second prediction was going to be that Miley Cyrus was going to get pregnant.
Oh. Well, that'd have been bonked, too. She sure is a cutie, though, isn't she? Miley Cyrus from the high desert. Good morning. I'm Art Bell. It's 2009 all across the continental United States and rapidly approaching, just about most of Alaska and I guess Hawaii shortly. So by the time we wake up in the morning, it'll be 2009 everywhere. And we can all hope that it's going to be a pretty good year. We're doing predictions for 2009 now for this year. And, this is kind of the stretch run, about another 25 minutes or so of predictions. We'll be right back to do it. Well, all right, back to it, and the stretch run it is. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
This is Missy from Colorado.
Hi, Missy.
And I have a prediction for you that people will gather together and create self-sustaining societies. Like groups of 100 to 200.
People will get together and create self-sustaining societies. Now, societies within the structure of our current country and government?
Yes, within the states, within a lot of different countries as well.
Oh, so you think that there will be different nations within the nation?
No.
Okay.
Like a group of people will have a self-sustaining community, a society, and they will also work within the framework that we have now, like money and selling things that they create because they're self-sustaining. They don't need to go outside, but they will have to because of taxes and stuff for the land.
Right. Okay. And you think that'll happen starting this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got you down. It is prediction number 93.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. There have been a number of people making similar predictions. On the international line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going, and gone. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty well, sir. Where are you?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, and your first name?
David.
David, I think you probably have a prediction all set, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Fire away.
Thank you. I predict that there will be a new energy source in the coming year.
Well, I hope so.
Electricity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a new energy source. Any idea, inkling what it might be?
something with high energy and static electricity. And
Static electricity is high voltage without the workhorse that we call current.
Yeah, it's a new, I guess, a new type of energy source they're going to harness.
Okay.
I just predict it because I heard it in his voice and his acceptance speech, Babamba.
Right.
Said I keep getting visions of it.
Okay, well, that's a reason enough for a prediction, so we'll put it down as number 94. Thank you very much. And Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I finally got through. I've been sitting in this chair hitting redial since last year.
Well, you made it.
Yes. Happy New Year, by the way.
And to you. Where are you?
In Kansas City.
Okay.
And I have a prediction.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that in the next year, there will be more revelations about how we've come to where we are and why we've come to where we are and the people behind it. And there'll be more and more of an awakening and a turning around, a return to the golden rule, brotherly love, and that people aren't going to be labeling it as communism, but just as, you know, the morally upright way to be. And I think we're going
to... I'm trying to figure out what to write down from all this.
Okay, a return to the golden rule and brotherly love, and of a consciousness of taking care of one another.
What is going to precipitate this?
Well, I think that some of it has started already. I think it's kind of started, but not enough to really be noticeable. I think because people are becoming aware of how we've come to where we are and why we've come to where we are, that we've been kind of manipulated into this situation. And so the way out of it is really to start taking care of each other and looking after our neighbors. You know, to whatever little bit you have, to share that little bit, you know, and less of a concentration on, technology and going to foreign to other planets and more, let's take care of this planet, take care of each other. I think we're going to come into that more and more.
Well, we can certainly use some more of that, no question about it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And take care of that prediction number 95. And number 96 is coming right up. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Yes. Happier New Year. Don from Trail, British Columbia, Canada.
All right, Don, welcome.
Heath Ledger will win the Best Supporting Oscar for The Joker.
I'm sorry, who will?
Heath Ledger.
Ledger, okay.
He was the Joker in the new Batman movie.
Uh-huh.
I imagine you probably haven't seen that.
As a matter of fact, I have not.
Okay, well done, like way better than Nicholson.
Actually, I've heard several people say that, but okay.
Check it out. It's available on DVD right now.
I will do exactly that.
Okay, good night, sir.
Thank you, and good night. That's prediction number 96. Let's go east of the Rockies. You're on the air. Good morning. Hello? No? West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, Art, this is Joey listening to you at a great radio station in Pahrump, Nevada called KNYE.
Right here in Pahrump, Nevada, indeed, 95.1.
You betcha. Have you heard of that station?
I have heard of it, yes, sir.
It's a great one. Hey, I've got a hot prediction coming in.
All right, number 97.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be the year that we capture Osama bin Laden.
Wouldn't that be something?
Think it's going to happen.
Actually, that's a pretty good shot of that. Uh-huh.
And I think it's going to shift over from Iraq, and I think that we're going to get him. And I think it'll be a feather in the cap for the new administration. I think it'll happen early in 2009.
Actually, Obama has made a number of references to the death penalty in association with the capture of Osama, if it's appropriate. But he has mentioned, actually, the death penalty several times. So
I think it's a priority for his administration, and I think it'll be a real good chance for him to show how serious he is about accomplishing it.
Well, I think it makes sense to, you know, to expend some of our very precious assets and move them from where they are to Afghanistan, which is where the people who did what they did are.
That's exactly right.
So it kind of made sense to me. All right. Thank you very, very much for the call.
You betcha. And Happy New Year.
Take care. Well, I hope it's going to be a happy. I hope it's going to be a happy one. A wild card line. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Art.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me turn my radio off just a second.
Oh, yes. People have been excellent about that, by the way. All right. Go ahead.
Great. Yes. I have a prediction about the young people in America. Oh,
okay.
First of all, my name's Catherine, and I'm calling from Richmond, California.
Right.
And so my prediction is about people in their early teens to their early 20s. And I see them all well, my prediction is that a movement is going to start among them in the next year. And they're going to begin joining a secret society that's just among young people that age. And it will start very slowly, and it won't draw the attention of adults until huge numbers have joined the society all across the country. And at that point, a lot of adults will be very concerned about it. And they won't really understand what it is.
This is totally cool.
It a cult of some kind. But,
well, you know, it's always, it's usually, I mean, like Skull and Bones, it's associated with older, wealthy people that have secret societies, and so you're the first one to suggest a young person's secret society.
Well, I was trying to think of a prediction for this year, and this came to me, and I thought that it perhaps came out of young people being disenfranchised with all the problems that are going on right now, and where do they turn? They turn to each other. And but I think it's going to be very disconcerting for adults who won't know what to make of it, and they'll end up calling it a cult, and will feel a little bit powerless about it. So.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, actually. You don't have any specific knowledge about
this? No, I don't.
Starting?
I don't. And I don't have any details about it. And in fact, don't laugh. The closest thing I can come to is how all the people, all the young people, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, were all joining Facebook and MySpace, but I don't think it has anything to do with technology. I think it's more of a person-to-person type.
Catherine,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
May I ask, Catherine, how old are you?
I never tell how old I am.
Never, huh?
But I'm not in that age group.
You're not?
No.
So if
I actually have children in that age group, so
I see. So if it were to form, if it really happened, would you be suspicious?
Would I be suspicious? I would try to understand. I think that that's always the most important thing, is to try to understand where it's coming from, what it's about, and not be afraid of it straight out.
Well, one thing that I guess I could say is that the older people certainly have screwed it up. We have screwed up the world.
Well, yes, yes. And I don't think we have a lot of connection these days with, I hate to use the phrase, the younger generation. But, you know, I don't know that we connect with them as well as we should in a meaningful level.
I wonder what they could call it. I mean, it's not like Skull and Crossbones, stuff like that. That's for older people. Maybe they call it smooth skin and skateboards or something.
I don't know.
Smooth skin and skateboards. All right. Well, listen, it's a fascinating prediction anyway, Catherine. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Art, and Happy New Year. Happy 2009.
And to you as well. That's number 98, and here comes number 99. We'll make it first-time caller line. You're on the air.
Hey, Art, I can't believe I got through.
You did. Yes, you did.
Oh, wow, that's great. How are you, and Happy New Year's to you.
I'm very well indeed.
Listen, I just wanted to say a quick thing about a previous caller. I was talking about the junk DNA.
Yes.
Indeed, it's well known that it's not junk. It's been known for past several years now. that the junk DNA actually encodes for regulatory sequences for DNA. So that's actually not quite new.
Regulatory sequences?
Right. It has a regulatory role. So it actually controls the regulation of the DNA transcription.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, people could Google that. They could Wikipedia that and read that up on.
Well, I always had a feeling that it wasn't junk, as it were.
Yeah, it's the majority of DNA, so
okay,
not waste. So my prediction is not based on inspiration, but just looking at all the NASA missions, I believe that in the next year we're going to see conclusive evidence or mounting evidence that indeed microbial life exists on Mars.
Oh, I bet.
And I think we're going to see that coming out.
Oh, I'm. You know, that's almost an absolute sure bet. There's water there, right?
Absolutely. They found water conclusively this year.
Right. It's going to be there. There's going to be microbes.
Right, all the ingredients of life is out there.
Sure. And there's going to be life found on other planets. I may not be alive to see it. You may not, but it'll be found.
But definitely within the next 10 years. But I think most probably we'll probably see that coming out in the next year.
I'm sure of it, sir. Thank you.
Hey, happy New Year's again.
And to you, number 99. And good, we made it. Coming up, 100, and you're on the air to make that.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Terry calling from California.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. And I know you've had some sort of similar predictions earlier tonight, but I wanted to further emphasize the thing that's been on my mind greatly the past year is the seeds and garden products the sales of those will be skyrocketing this next year as more and more people will realize that they need to grow their own food.
Boy, wouldn't that be something. I hope you're right. Trying to get this all down. Seeds and garden products sold like crazy in 2009. So a lot of people will start growing their own food in this year, you believe?
Yes. Well, it's already started this past year. A lot of the seed producers actually ran out of seed much earlier in the season than they normally did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be happening again this year.
All right. Well, that foretells the possibility of a very bad year elsewise, you know, if we start actually running out of food.
Well, if we all prepare for it, it could actually end up being something good for us all in the long run.
Well, it could, but you've got to remember that we feed a lot of the rest of the world. So if it gets to, you know, if it gets that bad for us, there are going to be other countries that are have a lot of people dropping dead.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call, and your prediction is number 100. Hope it doesn't come true. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
All right, how are you?
I'm fine.
That's great. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
I had a little preface here. I don't want this to sound like a political statement because it isn't. It is what I feel in my heart. It has to do a little with 2012, but it has to do with us.
Okay.
And I don't live in South America. So I believe 2009, the precursor or the act itself of some disaster, will bring us to the fascism we're headed to. The television, the one-eyed bandit, screeches socialism and everyone parrots it. If you merely look up the definition, you'll see it's corporation, government, together. I believe the end of the Mayan calendar will lift the yoke of slavery that 450 years have brought on South America. Because, after all, it was written there.
So, but you think some sort of disaster will push us to a fascist government?
Another 9/11, corporations and government, just hand in glove. Everybody says, you know, they talk about Halliburton, they talk about, you know, who's getting all the business here and awarding government contracts with no bids. That is fascism. It's not socialism. Look, entitlements are being driven away completely, even pensions.
That's true.
So it's just a different word for what's actually happening.
That's true. A lot of pensions are just...
Sorry, I don't want to see the stars and bars become a flag of convenience, but it seems to be that way.
I don't think anybody does, but, yeah, there are unsettling changes going on. There's no question.
And I'm not anti-American. Just put that in there.
Gotcha.
Mine's a message of hope.
What you are is 101.
Thank you.
Thank you, and take care. Maybe we can squeeze in one more very quickly. You're on the air.
Yeah, Art, Happy New Year. I want to make a prediction.
Very quick. Where are you?
I'm in New York.
New York, okay.
I predict that during the second half, probably towards the end of the year of 2009, Art Bell will return to regular radio, not on a five-day or seven-day-a-week basis necessarily, but either weekends or maybe two or three days a week, but on a regular basis a return.
That's interesting. All right. Well, that
we'll
prediction...
we'll both have to wait and see. But it's great to hear you, my friend, back on the radio again.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's great to be heard. Thank you very much.
And you really struck a chord last night when you told the story about the squirrel.
Made me
wonder why other people don't feel the same thing that you and I felt when we had that first encounter when we were 13 years old.
There you go. Take care. That's it. We're out of time. It has been my absolute honor and pleasure to be on the radio with you. And it's been quite a year, to be sure. So until we next meet, if we do, I'm Art Bell from the High Desert. Good night, all.